Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 47. This chapter has 10 psukim in it. This continues the block of chapters that were written by the sons of Korach, as well as the theme of the previous ones about the final redemption. In specific, it discusses the tremendous happiness and joy that'll fill the world when God reveals His kingship for all to experience. The Ramat Wali explains the connection between this chapter and the previous one. The previous parak discusses the war of Gog Magog that'll take place at the end of days. This chapter discusses how after the great war, the nations of the world will all want to connect to God through the Jewish people. In other words, when the truth of the oneness of God becomes apparent, the entire world will recognize how Am Yisrael is the conduit which God sends His light into the world. They'll want to connect to the Jewish nation as a whole. In this parak, the sons of Korach call upon the nations of the world to clap your hands and sing to God. They'll all praise God. The whole world will recognize God's omnipotence and will recognize the Jewish nation as God's chosen people. They'll voluntarily join Am Yisrael in proclaiming God as the king. The Mefarshim explain the truth of Am Yisrael will be apparent after the Jewish nation returns to their land. Based on the following pasuk, many communities have the custom to recite this chapter right before Tkiyas HaShofar, blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. In verse 6 and 7 it says, Ol Elohim b'sru'a Adonai b'kol shofar, Zamru Elohim zameru, Zamru l'malkenu zameru. The Lord ascends as the blast of the shofar horn. God at the sound of the shofar. Sing to God, sing. Sing to our King, sing. Reb Nosson and Hilchas Gerim and others explain the reason why we say this on Rosh Hashanah, because this parak primarily discusses the closeness that Gentile nations will feel to Hashem, so much so that they'll all want to convert to Judaism. Like it says in verse 3 and 4, that God will be the Melech Elyon al Kol Haaretz, the awesome King of the world. This is precisely what we do on Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar. We proclaim God as the King of the cosmos. By doing so, we're revealing divinity into the world for all to come close to Him. So even the farthest person from Hashem will be able to connect and experience God. By blowing the shofar, the people who feel they've done such irreparable damage to their lives are able to be aroused to do tshuva, to start over again, and proclaim God as King. To see, although it may seem you may have left God, there's no such thing. God is everywhere. You can't escape. When you see the oneness of God throughout your entire experience, the realization you've never left God brings you to tshuva. This brings relief knowing you can always repair what you've damaged because God is right there with you. This should be a great source of encouragement for everyone. If you believe that you've destroyed, believe that you can build. Believe things can get better, no matter what it looks like on the outside. The Ramat Wali explains, this is what Yeshaya HaNavi said about the times of redemption. On that day, God will sound His big shofar, and the lost people from the land of Ashur will come to Eretz Yisrael. They will bow to Hashem on His holy mountain in Yerushalayim. In other words, the things which seem the most distant from Kedusha and God will reveal its Elokus divinity and be absorbed into the sight of purity, Kedusha, and holiness. Because there's nothing in life that doesn't contain an aspect of divinity. The whole world will hear the sound of the shofar, means they will hear the call to tshuva, an inner voice to come close to God and move back from exile into Eretz Yisrael. May we all merit to hear the sound of the shofar, God calling out to us, and for the entire world to flip to the side of Kedusha, when all will see the Yichud of Hashem and proclaim Yerushalayim as God's holy city, when the entire human race will come from distant lands to pay homage to God in Yerushalayim at the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.